Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
While we play the All-Star game of tonight, day two, Monday of the MLB draft, a solid one for the Hoosiers of Jeff Mercer. Four of his players picked in the top five rounds, the four, Luke Sinard, Nick Mitchell, Carter Matheson, and Connor Foley. The four, the most taken in the first five rounds in a single draft in program history. Sinard going to Atlanta in the third, coming back off of that arm problem that he had, but Atlanta's high on him. Mitchell to Toronto in the fourth, Matheson and Foley in the fifth round, respectively, to Philly and Arizona. Remember, just a year ago, the number one pick out of LSU, the flamethrower, Paul Skeens. Well, tonight, he's the NL starter in the All-Star game. First rookie to accomplish that feat in 29 years.
It's surreal. You know, at the beginning of the year, I never could have expected this. And to, you know, to be in this position, a huge blessing. So I got asked today about facing Judge, potentially, if they decide to hit him leadoff, facing him with the first, you know, the first pitch that I throw in the All-Star game. And that would be cool.
Tell you what, an experience for the right-hander Paul Skeens. Started the season with the Indianapolis Indians. We wish those Hoosiers the very best. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
He holds the distinction of playing for the North Basketball Cougars, the 1997 state champions, the last team to win an all-inclusive state tournament before the arrival of class basketball the next year. His name, Jabril Conte, coached by Tom McKinney. The feat, it stands by itself. The achievement will be recognized Friday night when Jabril will be one of 10 inducted into the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame.
That state championship run, I mean, I think was one of the most exciting things I've done in my life. Just being surrounded by kids you grew up with definitely was one of the greatest things I've done basketball-wise, but then also Coach McKinney did a great job of preparing me for the stages that would come later on. Coach Waltman, he got me ready for Coach Waltman, which was another experience.
Jabril mentioning the late Coach Royce Waltman at ISU. Jabril, of course, helping the Sycamores to two wins over Indiana, a couple of NCAA appearances, and a Missouri Valley Conference title, 13 years then of successful pro ball in South America. Meet and greet, free and open to the public at the Convention Center, starting a little past 5 on Friday night. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGC. And anytime on WGCLradio.com.